saw the very unfortunate news that happened at the World Cup, and it pertains to a journalist. I forgot his name exactly. If you bear with me here, Grant Wall. Grant Wall passed away at the age of 48 years old while covering the World Cup match between Argentina and the Netherlands on Saturday. And that story started with that journalist showing up into the country of Qatar. I want to say is Qatar is a city in Abu Dhabi. I don't even know. Let me see. Let me just educate myself real quick. Country in the Middle East, Qatar. It's an Arabian Peninsula in the Middle East. And it's, so that's, one of those Middle Eastern countries. And, we know the way they live and the way they do things because of the wars that the United States has engaged in with Iran, Iraq, and Iraq. All these, I'm not even formally educated on all these areas and regions, but you get the point. So when you have a journalist going into a country that they are against gay rights, they are very misogynistic, and they have a culture there because of, from my understanding, the culture there, and especially when it's Muslim based, is they have multiple women as wives, and there is no promotion of homosexuality. So and obviously that's sad that they're not advanced or they're not open-minded, but it's also their country and their rules. And I think that as sad as the situation is, that a person was just standing up for gay rights around the world and he was trying to do something nice, it was the right message at the wrong place. Wrong place. Because one of the things that I realized through my travels and talking to other people that are not from the United States, the constant theme that is experienced by people from outside the United States, that you have an American that visits, and it's all about them. It's all about catering to them, finding someone that speaks English, and they're complaining. It reminds me of how New Yorkers can be when they come down to Florida. They just want New York to be like Florida. And I'm like, no, dude, Florida is Florida. We have these things. You don't like them? You can go back up north and live out your rest of your years here. Less people, the better here. Trust me. We don't need this kind of crowd. I don't want to be on I-4. I don't want to be on 75 dealing with crazy traffic. So I think that's what happens in a microcosm. We deal with it here from other regions of the country, but it's not as extreme as it is going to Qatar. And this journalist, unfortunately, has a gay brother, supporting his brother, supporting gay rights, and all of a sudden, he mysteriously died in his seat. He collapsed. It's like, okay. And this guy was arrested and detained over there because he walked into a stadium and he walked into the World Cup with a rainbow shirt on promoting gay rights. You can't do that. And I know that there's many people out here that support woke culture, that are all about supporting and making sure someone stands up for the little people. And gay people and the LGBTQ community is considered one of those groups. But you can't do that in other countries. You just can't do that. I mean, Brittany Griner, that's another example of a former female basketball player, a WNBAer. And, a lot of these female players, when they're pretty good, they can make money in other parts of the world. And Russia is one of them. And Brittany Griner ended up going over there. And guess what? She ended up bringing a CBD cartridge with her, which is illegal. And next thing you know, she's stuck in a really bad condition, as I would say from Office Space, palming in the ass prison. Really tough, crazy conditions out there. And she ended up coming back home because we gave up an arms weapon specialist. We basically got, screwed in the trade, but that's what we had to do to get her back, which I'm happy about. But you see where I'm going with this. Just recent examples of people trying to expand woke culture in Europe. People trying to expand woke culture in the Middle East. It's not happening. It's not happening, guys. And I think you have to understand that in the United States, you can get away with it because there are benefits to people pandering to the woke culture. companies, politicians, so on and so forth. Like, this has become so divisive here. But I mean, when I was having a few beers over in Switzerland with a guy, not Switzerland, Amsterdam, he was from Switzerland telling me, no, we don't do that woke culture here. It is what it is. And I think that's where a lot of Americans, just really don't understand. And I'll never understand that. I think that's why there's always this battle here in the United States that we have, but nowhere else in the world. And people protest. Don't get me wrong. People protest around the country. Not around the country. I keep going back to country, but I'm going back around the world. You know, people, when I went to Germany, people were having some protests going on for people in Ukraine, supporting Ukrainians in the war against Russia. So people are out there supporting their cause, which is fine. But tradition and culture is culture, okay? So if, I mean, I was hearing this guy, Dr. Umar, he's all about segregation. And he was talking about how, and you know, I don't like that at all, but Dr. Umar talked about him going to China, a black person, and he's saying that, you know, you have all these athletes having all these relationships with Chinese, but there are parts of China and establishments that if you're a person of color, they're not letting you in. Good fucking luck. You're not going to be a part of that world at all. And for a person like me, it's like, it's a very easy solution. If that's how they live, there's a saying that goes, when you're a Rome, you do what the Romans do. That applies to anywhere, whether it's Qatar, whether it's Russia. Like, you dopes out there have to understand that it's not about your agenda. Your agenda does not trump a culture. It never will. And the sooner you understand that, and you understand that all this thing that people that are marginalized are being pushed to the front of the line, that's only happening here in the United States. Okay, they're not going to let that happen. Maybe not. Maybe in Canada, maybe in the UK, but in most other parts of the world, that's going to take some time. So, you know, I was watching this thing about Andrew Tate, and I know people are going to hate Andrew Tate, but he's a very logical guy, and he was having a conversation with his dad about why the Middle East fights the United States in wars and have such an adversarial stance. And his dad came up with a theory that I think makes a lot of sense, just being a man and understanding how much powerful pussy is and women are to a lot of men. Andrew Tate said, his dad said, hey, these guys, I tell you what, these guys, they don't want to let go of the culture where they're able to marry multiple women. They're not pushing homosexuality at all. And they want it this way. They want men to have a say. They don't want women to be free to do what they're doing here. And that's that, you know, and that's the culture. And they're going to push back against that. Now you're thinking, oh, there's all the interest oil. Sure, I think there's oil too, but the power of the P is one that you can never underestimate. It started wars. Men will die for it. People will fight for it. All these different things. Men will go crazy. So that makes total sense to me. So when you're going in here and undermining that culture of Qatar with a rainbow shirt, knowing damn well what it means. Again, I don't want anybody that's pushing a good cause, because I do believe that we have to allow people to be who they want to be, as long as they're just being respectful to others and supportive of others. That's all we care about. It doesn't have to be politicized, but you also can't take that ideology that we have here in the United States and take it to another part of the world, especially in a part of the world where it totally contradicts that value. Because guess what? Just like we want to, you know, there's many things that here in the United States we get really mad about. I think adults molesting children is one of those where I think no one would care, or let's just say there would be a lot more sympathy if you were a dad killing a molester of your daughter. No one would bat an eye. And people would probably respect you. Even if I was to go to prison for that, people would probably treat me okay. Because certain things in society are acceptable. But the difference between here and Qatar is that people are innocent until proven guilty. And you still have to go through a judicial process. Whereas in a place like Qatar, a place like Russia, I mean, it just reminded me of a story over in Russia where I want to say a guy killed his best friend because he found out that he was molesting his child. So the guy approached the friend. He said, "Hey, you've been molesting my daughter, or I caught you," something like that. You can Google it. Russian father murders friend. And it'll show up. And the guy admits to it, said, "Yeah, I did." So the father makes him dig his own grave. Makes the guy that molested his daughter dig his own grave, shoots him, and that's that. The Russian guy doesn't go to jail. The Russian guy, and it just makes headlines around the world. Because that is understood. Like, you damaged that girl for life. You know, that girl will never be the same to anybody going forward. You traumatized that girl to enjoy quality of life, right? So that's where in society you have to understand what the limits are, especially where you're living. And I feel that, unfortunately, with this case of a journalist, rest in peace to Grant Wall, being the example of, you know, fuck around and find out. And again, I know that it sounds unsympathetic, but it's just a sad reality of can't bring our values. You have to be proud of being an American citizen. That's what I always tell people, man. I'm an American citizen. My passport says I'm American. Okay? Even though I may not have an American last name to a lot of people, even though I may not look like a classical American, guess what? I speak American. Guess what? I live in America. Guess what? My family's in America. So, yeah, I'm an American whether I like it or not. And I think that for people out there that want to wrong all the rights in the world, just be very, very mindful about where you go. It's okay to have a conversation. I'm sure you can have it with people in a very respectful way. But when it comes to you doing things like that, undermining and disrespecting the culture, this isn't shocking to me. You know, when you go to Russia and you're trying to go ahead and bring cartridges of CBD when it's illegal, and there's a robber in the country you're from is at odds with it, and it's now you become a political pawn, you get what you get. Like, I think common sense, and this is why, you know, as time goes, I lean more towards right. You know, I lean more towards, even though I may not agree with some of their stances, I lean more that way simply because there is a level of logic that kicks in. Like, you can only hang on to discrimination for so long. You can only hang on to all these different, righting all the wrongs. You can only do so much. But we have to ask the people that to do their part. And I feel that in our country, we've gotten into a habit of just going ahead and doing whatever we wanted to do because we don't care who it hurts. It's all about, you know, just getting the point across, getting the message across. And I'm saying to myself, okay, you could do that here, but you can't do that in Qatar, man. And for all you Americans out there that keep trying this, it's a dead end, man. But, you know, condolences to the family. I feel for his brother. His brother is gay. Probably loves his brother and supported his brother for this cause. But you guys can't do that. Like, you know, and I hope that the brother can get some therapy, because I'm sure he'll feel some type of fault for his brother dying. I'll tell you, it's sad. Like, it breaks my heart, really, because that was a good gesture, but it's no different than trying to go in the hood in LA wearing colors that are gang affiliated. Like, you're asking for trouble. And maybe that's the reason why I understand that, because of just growing up in an urban environment and understanding that if you are wearing certain clothes, if you're wearing certain jewelry, and if you're showing certain money, things are gonna happen. And I don't care what part of town you're at, but if you're in this part of town, they're gonna get you.